Welcome to 30 New Things. How are ya? Good? Good. Me too. That's like any interaction with anyone ever in America. Hey, how are ya? Good, good, you? Good, good. Good, 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 good. Anywho. Welcome back to 30 New Things. This is episode 9. It is Thursday. I did it. I talked about it back in episode 2. Said I was going to do it. But today I did it. I replaced the alternator on my Jeep. Yay! Woo! She did it! Yeah! Woo! Good job! Yeah! Woo! I did it. Well, I did 95% of the work. Dan helped me a lot, but he just told me what to do, and then I did all the work. It was actually quite easy. If you ever need... Well, I don't know how other cars are. My car is apparently very easy to work on, because the way my engine is laid out, it's nice and big, there's a lot of space, and everything's right up front, and like spread out, and apparently it's really easy to get to. Which makes it nice and easy to be able to learn how to work on cars. Because then you can recognize, oh, that's an alternator in a different car, but you already know how to do it. I've also done spark plugs, so I know how to do those too. But yeah, it went really well. It was not as hard as I thought it was going to be. It took about an hour. It's been making a funny noise for a good while now. And I had Dan buy me a new one, and he replaced it, and it fixed it for a little while, for like a few days, and then the sound came back. And that was when I decided to have it actually inspected at an actual car place. They told me it was wrong, which I kind of already knew that's what it was. They did find something else too, so it wasn't totally like a waste of time. So we just went back to the place where you bought the alternator and just bought another one. And then I guess because of the warranty, when you take the old one back, you get your money back for it. So it's pretty much like I got a free one. But you just take the old one out, put the new one in. And it was a lot easier than I thought. And it felt really good to like learn how to do that and do that on my own. For those who don't know, an alternator is of course it's the part in your engine that allows you to receive the signal for alternative music on your radio in your car. So of course I had to get that fixed. It was making a really weird noise, so I had to get that back. It went really well. It helped, of course, that I had Dan there. It helps when you have someone who enjoys researching and watching videos and learning things, because then he can then make it digestible for me and explain to me how to do it. So I highly recommend you getting a Dan. If you have the means, I recommend you get it. You get one. But no, seriously, like, learn how to do... I'm repeating myself because I talked about this in episode 2. Teach yourself how to do things that you can save money on. Because A, you're going to save money. And B, you're empowering yourself. You're empowering yourself to learn new things. And 3, I now feel more like, I guess, ownership of my car. Like I feel like I want to clean her out. I want to get her detailed. I want to wash her and take care of her more. It's weird. I don't know. I feel like more connected to the car. If that's like a weird way to describe it. You know what I mean though? Like, it feels really good to know that I fixed that myself. And so now I feel empowered to be able to tackle the next problem it has, which is there's a crack in my radiator apparently. So we gotta learn, figure out how to patch that. So that's the next project. But for now, the noise is gone. And I got my alternative music back. So we're cooking. And feels good. Everything sounds great. Feels good to drive my car around again with no weird noises. And to know that I did that. You know, I highly recommend it. And I saved myself $350. That is what the car, I don't know what to call it. Auto shop? No. It's not a body shop. What's it called? Oh my god, I sound so dumb. The car fixing place. Yeah. They were going to charge me $350 to do something that I did in an hour. And it was so easy. I'm like, how are they getting away with this? You know? Like, I don't know. If you're a mechanic, I get it. There's not, I can't do everything. You know, I can't replace my tires. You know, I can't align my tires. There's certain things, of course. But little stuff like that, that you can use. There's literally so many things you can learn on YouTube. There's no point not to. You know, just take the time, watch a few different videos and learn something. And you can save yourself money and you can empower yourself to take ownership of your things and take care of them on your own. And that's just freaking awesome. I feel like now more than ever. Ew, I can't believe I just said that phrase. Now more than ever, we are fixing our own cars. But no, like, with everything that's going on, especially last year during the pandemic, I feel like a lot more people were doing this, like figuring out how to fix things on their own because maybe they couldn't afford to because they got laid off or something. But like cars especially because, well, what's going on now is car dealerships have hardly any new stock right now. And they are buying up used cars like crazy. So, you know, people are holding on to their cars a little longer because there aren't any new cars to buy right now. Because there was that microchip shortage back in May. Yeah, that was when it was really bad. April, May. But, yeah, it's bad. So now is a great time to get into it. Save yourself a couple bucks. You know, put that $350 in your investment account. Watch it grow. Nothing better than that. Nothing better. Yesterday, for no particular reason, I felt very sad. No good reason. Nothing bad happened. Really, nothing at all happened. I got up, played Animal Crossing. I did some wedding planning stuff, made a few phone calls. And it was just kind of an uneventful day. But I just felt really sad and bored, like in general. And then today, I wake up. And today is the total opposite. Today, I did my alternator, had a great breakfast. Dan's working from home. He's off now. He worked from home today, so we got to spend some time together. We got to have breakfast together. And then I went out to a diner for lunch with a friend. That was great. And then I went to work, and then I got an email. We got an email from corporate that company-wide, they're giving out raises because nobody got raises in 2020. So that was pretty cool. And then I get an email from my boss saying, hey, I bought ice cream for everyone. Come in and get some. So I got to go in to where I work, and like everyone was there, and I got to see everybody. I got to meet some of the new people that started recently that I haven't had a chance to meet yet. And talk with some people and coworkers, and I got an ice cream sandwich out of it. And it was great. And I was just driving back home here to record this and thinking, man, it's crazy how much turnaround you can have in just a day. Because yesterday was just, I was just like, just feeling crappy for no good reason. And then today is just great. And so it's like, I don't know, man. It's hard sometimes to remember that life is good when you feel down like that. But the thing I always tell myself is like, just wait it out and it's going to get better. This is not forever. And you have to take and feel the sad days, because they make the good days feel so much better. You know what I mean? Because without sad days, if every day was happy, it wouldn't be special. You know, it's like meeting the difference or something. You know, if every day sucked for 5 days in a row and then day six is awesome, day six is going to feel really awesome. But if day one through five are good and then day six is a little bit better, it's not going to feel as great. You know what I'm saying? So the sad days are important too. The sad days are just as important as the happy days. So you got to try to remember that when you feel bad, when you feel down, when you feel crappy. If you can. I know sometimes it's hard. But if you can remind yourself that this is temporary and you're going to feel better pretty soon, you know, then you'll be able to get through it a little bit easier. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm excited because two of my friends are coming to visit us this weekend, and they're staying with us on Sunday night. And they have not been up here. I can't remember the last time they were up here because they live about 2.5 hours south. I don't get to see them a lot. We see them a lot on Discord. And we game together sometimes and stuff. But so yeah, that's going to be really nice, and I'm really excited for that. Monday is the first day of summer, which I have off, and my best friend is taking off too, so we're going to hang out and go to a flower farm, and we have some summery activities planned. So it's going to be really nice, you know, and it's like you're heading down the street and you just see gray, you know, and then you turn a corner and there's just like all these beautiful signs, all these bright colors. And you're like, screw back around the corner. This is great. But that eventually you're going to turn back around another corner. You know? So, I don't know. That's just my little soapbox moment. Did you know? I found this out today because, how did I get on the subject? I recently watched the movie What Women Want, because it came on to Netflix recently, so I decided to rewatch it. Man, that movie's bad. Oh my gosh. You still gotta see it though. You just gotta watch it, because it's just hilarious. Because like when it's just one of those movies, like at the time it came out, it was like, I know that's right, yep. But now it's like, literally none of that's true. You know? Or like, you know, it wasn't that long ago, but now some of that stuff is just like, feels so outdated now. So I was wondering, you know, What Women Want was probably written by a man. Well, I looked it up. Well, it was a woman. Her name is Nancy something. I forget. Oh, my mouse went to sleep. Nancy Myers. And so I was just tootling around, learning about Miss Myers, and I found out And it says, you know, on Google, spouse and children. Her children's names are Hallie and Annie. So I go, I'm like, that sounds familiar. And I go down a little bit farther. And she directed The Parent Trap. The Lindsay Lohan Parent Trap. And her girls, Hallie and Annie, were in the movie. They were two of the camp girls. Isn't that so cute? I just thought that was so precious. But yeah, there's a little tidbit. Little movie tidbit. Well, it is now... I'm on break from work right now, so I only have an hour to, like, record this and edit it and try to get it out. I guess I could post it later, but I like to post right after I record so that I don't have time to, like, change my mind and cut stuff out. So I should probably get back. But yeah, thanks for listening. This has been episode 9. I don't know why I said it like that. This has been episode 9 of 30 New Things. As always, if you want, I'm not gonna make you. If you have any ideas for me, things I should try, or if this inspired you to try something new, I'd love to hear about it. You can leave me a message on Anchor. You can DM me on Instagram at 30 New Things Podcast. Oh, I didn't make a word of the day. I didn't do one last time either. But I got a text from my sister saying that she successfully used rigmarole, and I'm very proud of her. We're very proud. And I also got a friend told me, I asked, what was the song that you cried to when you were first broken up with? She said Adele. Just in general, Adele. Because like, well, okay, what album would that have been at that time? Would that have been 19? Probably. Her first album. So yeah, that makes sense. Alrighty, well, thanks for listening. Have a nice day. Bye.